And part of the awakening, both on an individual and collective level, is to recognize madness as madness. That's already part of the awakening. When you see we are mad, that is mad. The intensification of the egoic consciousness and the coming in of the new, they work hand in hand, they go together. So the world becomes more dysfunctional, more mad, and at the same time, consciousness is transforming in humans. Before that reaches the outer levels of the world, which are corporate structures and entities and the humans that run that, and the outermost, which is political entities and the humans that run that, there's a certain delay that before even it reaches the media, although it reaches the media here and there already. For the most part, what you still see in the media is the old consciousness, the manifestation of that, and it's getting worse on that level. And that's how it is. And at the same time, the awakening happens. It'll be a while before that reaches the screens on a large scale. But it already, you can see little signs here and there, it does happen. I had said many times in talks, this talk is not going to be on the news tonight. And I had been right for a long time. And suddenly, somebody came and they wanted to film part of a talk and put it on the national news in Canada. And they did. I was wrong. I was very happy. I was wrong. It was only 3 minutes. And yet, it was there. That was a miracle in itself, because this is not something you would normally see on the news. Because we're not smashing anything up. We're not blowing up ourselves up or throwing bombs. And yet it was on the news. In bed tonight, go into your inner energy field. Be there as an alive presence, not a thinking little being thinking about the end of the retreat or what you're going to do. Don't activate so much the concern with your life situation. When you truly need to think about it and take action, then you'll be present with that. But don't revive whatever personal life situation you have, and everybody has one. Don't continuously revive that in your mind, because that will absorb everything. Your life situation, which is thought forms, past and future, my story, absorbs most people's entire life. They're continuously lost in their life situation. They miss life, which is now. So make life the focal point of your life. And life situation is on the periphery. You deal with it when it comes. Not revive it and think, oh, I have so many problems. You do? Show it to me. Where is it? Where's the problem? Here, my bank account is zero. Or, all I can see is a figure on a piece of paper, just a cipher. I lived for many years not knowing where the next day or the next week the income would come from. And it always came from somewhere. It wasn't a problem. I didn't feel poor. In the eyes of the world, I was poor, probably lived below the poverty line for several years. And then it improved somewhat. But still was just a minimum, and that was fine. And even for 2 years when I didn't have a home or a job or an income, life looked after me because I trusted in life, which is the present moment. Don't let your life situation absorb your attention. completely, especially when you're in bed at night. Go into sleep from the beauty, power that is you. Inhabit the body as you lie there in bed. It's best if you do it lying on your back and feel the intense aliveness that is in every cell, the presence that you are. Go into sleep from there. And if you wake up in the middle of the night and the movement of thought wants to start, immediately notice it and say, okay, I'll go into the body. With an instant, you can change what would have been a sleepless, restless night with agonizing thoughts, useless thoughts, because there's nothing you can do right there, and you're not threatened, you're just in a state of fear because you have fearful concepts in your head. You're in bed. You're not being threatened by anything, but the concepts in your head are threatening you. What's going to happen? What could happen? What do I do if that happens? What do I do if I lose that? I don't get that. And all those concepts that you then identify with are very threatening. They're like little animals in your head. And you take them to be real. It's unreal. It's like phantoms that the mind creates, fear thoughts. And always to test the reality of the situation, what is the reality here and now? What is the problem here and now? None. Or if it has reality, then there's something you can do about it, or you can surrender to it. Well, the problem is I'm in prison. Okay. Break out, apply for parole, or surrender to what is. And if you are planning to break out or planning to apply for parole, you still have to surrender first. Otherwise, you'll be unhappy. There may be certain illnesses, and whether healing or not is possible, you don't know. But it is more likely in the state of non-resistance. Books have been written about it. Even medical research has shown that in those cases where spontaneous healing happened, it did not happen when people were making the illness into an enemy. It happened through deep acceptance, with which comes peace. And it's only the peace that is the healer.